can hear me, no problem. We are here to know medicine, or we are here to stay healthy. Yeah, so no medicine. We don't want medicines, but we want to stay healthy. To stay healthy, what we want is the basic three factors. First, we want life, right? Medicine is so simple. If you start studying, medicine is complicated. If you don't apply your mind to the medicine, to your health, then the medicine starts. If you apply your mind to your health, no medicine is necessary. You want food or medicine? Your stomach is created for food or medicine? Then why do you go for medicine? They give all restrictions to your stomach. You should not take this food, you should not take the other food, and lot of lists as restrictions for your food, but they will dump your stomach with the drugs. Straight away, if we understand, apply our mind, medicine is committing a sin upon us. We are drawing curse upon us taking medicine. Medicine is no help at all. Medicine is like drugging your system, intoxicating your system. So what we need is our life. We will center around life today. What is necessary for our life? There is no medicine. You know medicine already. That's where you will come to. What do you want for life? Yes. What for energy is required? To be happy. What for energy is required?
Do all your activities.
You want to do your activities or let the activities go within your body? What for you need your energy? Unless the inner parts within your frame starts functioning, you cannot function. So what for energy is required primarily? So are you working it, or it is working on its own? Working on its own. So energy is necessary to allow the body to function at its maximum capacity without any dirt to it. There should not be any lack of capacity for the internal organs to function. What are internal organs? Yes, yes, yes. Okay, 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 okay. So that is heart, huh? That's heart. We want the heart to function. Any other organ important?
Brain.
Well, I put the brain on top. That's just a dummy organ. It is not necessary. We'll come to that later. Brain is the most unwanted organ. We need not bother about it. Unless the blood flows there, the brain cannot function. So brain is secondary, heart is primary. If circulation is not effective, then the brain will die. Right? So the brain is secondary organ. We don't want to go into it. It is not at all an organ to be concerned with at all. Any other organ?
No.
Lungs.
Liver.
Yeah. Lungs. Then what we repair is the liver, all right. That's the organ liver. Any other organ?
Stomach.
Okay. Stomach. And then you repair kidneys. These are the five organs which is very important for us. Very, very important organs. So we are going to center our class only around this. If all these five organs are working properly, then there is no way that you can lead a unhappy life. The most important of all these organs, which one is most important? What are the basic needs of you for survival?
Air.
Air. First life. Air. So this organ is very important. Number one organ is this. So we will be concentrating only on lungs if we want to survive. What is the next organ? Anybody else? Air, and then suppose somebody has swooned, what you will do? Just leave him some air. Then what you will do? Yes. Kidneys are very important, not for survival, but stomach. We drink water and we sprinkle water over the face. Here the stomach plays a very important role. Number two organ. Then the third one? Pardon? Yeah. This one is stomach. This heart, you know, liver, kidneys and lungs. Yes. Thirdly, we need food. Food. Air, water, and then food. So the third important organ is also the stomach. Lungs and stomach are taken care of, then there is no disease at all. Have you all taken your food? So we don't bother about kidney, we don't bother about liver, we don't bother about heart. All those are secondary organs. If these two organs are correct, other organ will be functioning properly. Do you follow me? Do you require to be a doctor for this? No. You apply your mind, you stay healthy. This is a class to make you apply your mind. There is nothing like medicine. Strike it off. The word medicine, strike it off. The word doctor, strike it off. The hospitals, crack it. We don't want any doctors, no specialists, no medicine, no systems of medicine. We are taking water and food into the stomach. These are the two organs we require. Have you taken your food now? Yes. You took your food or something else? I don't think so. If you don't like the food, will you take it? All of you have taken the food. If you don't like, you have not taken it. So what do you take now? You took the taste or you took the food? Taste. Taste gives you life. Taste gives you energy. Not the quantum of food. The quality of food is in the taste. Here we are applying our mind. We are on a different plane. We are not like mundane people who will be just grazing the ground materialistically. No. This is neither materialistic nor it is metaphysical. Both combined. It's a blend of mind and body together. We are thinking in such a way so that there is no need for anybody else's help or protection to make our life continue. So we go for the taste, not we go for food. How come this taste gives you energy? As you take in the food, take one single grain of rice. You just put in the mouth, there is no taste at all. You start munching it slowly. This grain is broken into pieces, and as it is broken, the energy is liberated. Finally, an atom is liberated, terrible energy develops. The more you break the food, the better the taste that comes out of it. So this is an atomic energy. The more you grind, the better is the taste. So you don't have to add the taste, but give some function to your teeth and mouth. If you can draw the energy from the food, no disease at all. If you take the essence of the taste, then you fall to diseases. We will not fall to diseases from this moment onwards. We will go for the taste, not for the food. If the food is not tasty, we will not brush it aside, because you are adding extra ingredient for the taste. You must take a food that is tasty. You must give more work to your mouth, chew it well, and then taste. For that matter, you must have all the food in fresh forms. When it's nutritional ingredient, the nutritional ingredient is, for any food, the life of it. The life is centering around air and water. All fresh foods have air and water. If it is dried, then it is coming to a very heated state. At any point of time, it will burn up. So don't take anything that is dry. Take the food when it is in fresh form. Then you will like the taste of the food. We want anything in fresh, everything in a fresh form. We don't want any food that is dried up. This leads to chronic diseases later on, long-standing diseases, because the very heat, because of the drying that any grain or any food generates from within, it easily catches a fire. If you take such foods, then it causes burning in the stomach later on. The mirchi, the red chili, it is dried one. Heavily dried. That is the reason why the stomach is burning, not because of its characteristic, that pinchy taste. It is not that it's the very food causes the burning in the stomach, but it is the dryness that causes burning in the stomach. Never allow the food become dry. So what is the best food you will take now? Fruits. Fruits are the best food for you at any point of time, not the grains. Rice, like rava, what else? Atama. All those things are dried ones. Take fruits. Take it in liquid form if you don't get anything fresh. If you won't take vegetables, all fresh ones, not dried up ones. And it should not be packed in the polythene bag, because air contact is not there, it is spoiled. So anything, take afresh. Don't take anything that is spoiled. That is the dried up ones. Don't take. If only, yes. Dry fruits, don't take. People talk about, we don't talk about. Not good at all. All dried fruits, not good. It won't be digested so easily. It causes bloating of the stomach and it causes gaseousness. The moment the gaseousness starts here, the lungs are affected. Anything that is dry, don't take. If you think that this almond or this cashew nut, anything that causes gaseousness, don't take. If somebody else, they agree to it, then take.
So then if I soak it in water overnight, then
The original water should not allow to be dry. You cannot soak it in water. That is not what we want. That fruit, if a fruit is there, if it is dried up, you put it in water, it won't regain its taste. A fruit, if it is dried, say for example, the Satukuri, Mozambique, if it is dried, it becomes like a rice-like sometimes. Because it is so dry, you put it in water and take, then that taste will not be there. That liquid is different. What you are immersing in water is different. It is pure water. It is like liquidating it. Liquid is different. The energy that every fruit contains originally, it is different. That containing water, not pure water that you are soaking. Yes. All these things are there in your mind. What you must take, what you should not take, what is not suitable to you, what is agreeable to you, and what shall cause allergic to you. Allergic situations in you. Anything that is dry causes allergic symptoms. The first allergic symptom will be the gas. irritating in the stomach. It slowly causes burning sensation, the heat grows up, and then finally there is a tear in the internal mucosa of the stomach. The thin line protecting the stomach inside of the stomach will be torn or damaged. Thereafter, the stomach will go in for ulcer. It increases in its burning sensation, and then finally even a cancer can develop. The moment a cancer develops, they say there is no treatment. But here, what's the treatment now? For any disease now? Fresh fruits. Fresh fruits of sweetish nature. Not sourish. It must be ripe. Sweetish. Any fruit that, yes?
Lemon.
Spoil you. The moment I put the lemon, the whole face goes into grimace. I cannot tolerate. That face will show you, you should not take it. The sweet taste, you cannot.
What about watermelon?
Yes, watermelon. Come out with other examples of fruits that you can take. Papaya, very good. Apple.
Mango,
if sweet.
Tender coconut.
Yes, tender coconut, if sweet. Some coconuts are tender coconut or saltish or little bit sourish. Don't take. If you want to take tender coconut, buy 3 or 4. Take the one that is sweetish. Don't drink the other things that are saltish or sourish. Very important. Yes, papaya. And now you know what you must take. Pardon?
All vegetables.
Vegetables, I don't know whether it is dry or, but all fruits are dry. All fruits are very much having its water content.
Tomatoes.
Yeah, tomatoes. All right. So this is the general principle. Yeah? That's a general principle you can apply. That's a general principle you can apply. Chemicals? Chemicals are not biological. Chemicals are deadly. You cannot use chemicals for your life. Oh, that's why I'm saying you should not take. If any chemical is added, that is injurious to your health. So what to do now? We come to that finally. So all these things will become nonsense in the final. Anyway, to gear you up, to make you understand who you are doctors now. This MBBS doctors won't know anything about what you are talking. This common sense, they don't have. Any doctor is a doctor, except allopathic doctor, because he doesn't have common sense. All other systems have common sense. They believe only in the machines. They believe only in the materials. They don't believe you. You will say you got a pain in the head. They will only look into the computer or the EEG they will see, or ECG they will see, whatever they see. They will say finally there's nothing in the head. In whose head? In patient's head or the doctor's head? All the neurophysicians are a waste. They don't know anything about brain. But they will call themselves specialists. Only they know is they drill the skull. They take out a portion of the brain, they close it, and always they will be defective. They know nothing else except to remove portions of the brains. These are people are called the neurosurgeons. Then the neurophysicians are there. Should waste time on them, no need. We take the food. First and foremost, we know that we must chew the taste out of it. We don't add the taste. The moment you add the taste ingredients, then you cannot chew because there is a hastiness to swallow the food because of the excess taste. You cannot retain it in the mouth. The moment you mix it with some sambar or chutney or pickle or whatever, because there is an added taste, not the taste of the food, the more the taste, the hastiness to gulp it down. You cannot retain it in the mouth. That causes the problem. So if you want to add any ingredient like a gravy or whatever, it should be just to coat, to prime up the tongue to chew. So this is the basic we will follow whenever we want to eat food. We taste food, we don't eat food. So just one grain or two grains or a handful of grain, if you chew it and take the entire energy out of it, thereafter you can gulp it down, nothing will happen. But the moment you start gulping it down, nothing will be digested. It's a bit difficult exercise, yet it is very much necessary for you if you want to lead your life throughout your life hale and hearty. The taste gives my satisfaction, not the quantity of food, the taste. If only you take the taste out of it, if only you prime up your mouth and the teeth, munching properly, then the teeth will not fall like mine. Pardon? All are nutrients. Because here there are vegetarians and non-vegetarians, take fresh things, whatever it is. Take fresh things. Take lot of fruits, less of solids, because most of solids that you take are dried up things. There is no energy there. There is no life there. Lifeless food, that is what you have as the grains that you take, the lentils that you take, anything is dried up, half dead or fully dead. Don't take anything that the preservatives are added, when the preservatives are added. Now you want the taste, right? Which taste do you like, Narasimha? You like sweet. Sweet is a taste that gives energy to the stomach. The first thing we give is sweet. Sweet gives you energy to the stomach, primarily energy to the tongue and the stomach. That is the very readily available energy you can take. If you take more, then it spoils your entire food passage. It causes heat, so much is energy that sweet generates. Initially, to start with, I feel like taking it, but after some time, two or three pieces, it starts burning here. So much is the heat energy. That is the limit. You cannot take more. And it should not cause that sort of burning or the warm feeling you should not have whenever you take sweets. So little by little, chew it well, mix it with saliva and then take. There is no hurry. If you want to lead a life of tortoise, hale and hearty, don't be in a hurry. In any manner. Especially when you are taking food, don't be in a hurry. But we are always hasty. I am saying to you, which I cannot follow. Yet, this is the limit. If only you practice, then it becomes a habit. Nowadays I take very slowly. It is because I wanted it. Though I am not able to practice it, you want it, your nature will change. Don't try hard enough to practice this. Even as you are gulping it down, you must know that you are doing harm to yourself. I should not be doing this. Still eat, even more hastily, but let this thought be there inside that you are hurting yourself. This is very important. We know each other very well, yes. Our body will tell. So the more, the heavier the punch, the hastier you are in taking food. The sweet is a energy giving material, food material to the stomach. So whenever you want to prime up stomach, take sweet. So tender coconut, that is sweet, and fruits that are sweet is best suitable for the entire system. The fruit contains both water and air. Anything that is fresh, they have both the water and air together. These two. Air and water together. Take fruits, a lot of fruits. In the morning hours, take a lot of fruits. During your meal time, you can take what you want, but take it slowly. When you start eating habitually, then you must remember I am doing harm to myself. At the same time, any bad events should not take place, any complication should not take place. This thought goes, well, at the same time, when I am taking my food very greedily. This very thought is sufficient. Automatically, the later period of time, you will start eating slowly, the nature changes because you want it. Things will develop naturally, don't force. Natural life is better, forced life is better, which is evil. So don't force. You know that you are doing harm to yourself. That is sufficient. When you know that you are harming yourself, you also know that this should not cause any damage to my internal organs. That fear is there. This is called piety, the fear, inner fear. I am harming myself. I understand that I am doing a sin on myself. At the same time, I fear. Nothing harm should happen to me. This is called pious. I am being pious to my internal warnings. That internal warning comes from where? We'll deal with it later. People will say in Tamil, Deva Bhakti, Kadol Bhakti, this is piety. You must know you are harming yourself. You must be acutely alive to your greediness. You must be acutely alive when you harm yourself. And thereafter, at the same time, you must know that these things should not bother me. So the prayer goes all along. When you don't want something, when you have done bad to you, you know pretty well that you have done bad to you, you agree to it, you admit it, so you are pardoned. Next thing, you have got the inner fear that it should not bother me. That is a promise taught to you, and you repeat after the thought comes to you as a teaching. It should not affect you. It definitely will affect you, but it should not affect you. That's a good saying. Good saying from where? Yes, from the Almighty heart. From deep within my soul, it tells you that you must not be a prey to your own greediness. First thing, I must understand I am doing a wrong. That's the reason why I am teaching you all these things. When you are doing wrong, understand you are doing wrong, and you can be hopeful that you are going to suffer because of this. At the same time, you should not suffer. That is, the word comes from within, and you second it. Yes, I don't want to be harmed because of my own actions. This is the prayer, the real prayer of a real pious nature. When such things are there, both repentance as well as not wanting to be hurt in any way, even if you have done something wrong on you, this is the actual prayer. So keep thinking within yourself, whatever you don't want, I don't want this. At the same moment, everything becomes a normal function. That feeling of fear inside your heart is very much necessary. You know what the nature wants. You know how you dare go against the nature. And after going against the nature, you fear. You dare going against the nature. After that, you fear. This is the repentance. Nothing will happen to you. That's for granted. If you don't know this, at the same time, you are just enjoying whatever you are taking without repenting, without having any sense, without being alive to what you have been doing, and you can be at any work. Any hastiness will spoil your work. If I am angry at somebody, I know it is wrong, but I have abused him. Now I fear. I feel for it. My prayer is over. Nothing bad will happen to me. And his heart will be smoothened. And later on, we become real friends. And I will not be crying at anybody also in later years, because the patience comes to me as my dearest natural habit. So you turn to your nature, you turn to your good nature by being in absolute agreement with your needs and necessities. And when you go wrong, you must know that you are going wrong. This is it. Most of the time when we eat food, we do wrong, but we don't understand that we are doing wrong, and we don't have that feeling that any bad thing should not happen to me in the near future. There is no such feeling at all. So gradually we tend to edge towards the diseases of the organs concerned. Do you follow up to this, what I'm saying? Yes. So there is no need for you to fear when you fear beforehand. If you have to fear beforehand, then you must understand the realities and the natural part of yourself. Don't go against the nature. You cannot beat the nature. If you go with the nature will serve you. If you go against the nature, you can't beat the nature. This is the energy that gives strength to the stomach. What about the lungs? there is one more taste that gives energy to the lungs. That is any pungent taste, like cardamom, clove, onion, ginger, all the pungent taste. This pungent taste gives energy to the lungs. So when you take onions, chew a little bit of it, raw. Just one peel of it, very raw. After that, you start it. You can start taking after that with as much speed as you want. But before that, prime up your digestion with the kick-starting. That is a small, to kick-start a bike, you need a small spark that gives that spark. After that, you start eating. So in any food that you make, keep the raw things over there. Let them taste it first. After that, let them take in whatever amount and with whatever speed they want to take. There are so many things, not one way or two ways. If only you think more about what you are doing, what is your need, and how fast you are going about your need, and how slow you are going about your need, then the need is not greed. The need is there. For the greed, there is nothing there. So you have to be hasty about it. We don't have to be hasty about taking the food as if there is no food left for the next feeding. Slow and steady. You can eat only a very little. You cannot eat more. If you cannot do that, all the raw materials that are used for cooking, keep it, the raw materials. Chew it. Finish it and then take. Gulab jamun is out and out bad. There's no water at all. Dried up and then you roast it also. So gulab jamun is bad for health. Any sweet is bad for health. Real natural sweet is good for you. Fruits and the tender coconut or any other thing that is having natural sweet, it is good for you. So gulab jamun is bad. Definitely it will affect your system. Terribly bad. You can take once in a while. One or two.
Be aware,
Be aware of it. Be aware of it and beware of it also. You will not eat more. You will be guarded. Even while harming yourself, you will be guarded. So you will not trespass the limits. Anything else you want to ask after this? Right. Only fruits. Only fruits, yes. Fruits and the tender coconut, as they say. All right. And then roasting. Tandoori, very bad.
How about fruits for diabetics?
Every diabetic must take fruits. If you don't take medicines, any food will get given to you. The moment you drug the stomach and drug your digestion, digestive tract, then the drug itself is harmful to you. Thereafter, your normal food, those food that are agreeable to you, will also be not good for you. It will be turned into an allergic matter.
So the person has said that he wants an insulin dependence.
There is no question of insulin dependency. Because of the doctors, you become worse and worse day by day. The more you take the medicines, right from the day onward, the first day you start taking the medicine, you are gone, you are out. There is no hope for you that you will revive.
So the thing is, suppose they
offer
the medicine and they practice the way you say.
Not what I say, I am teaching you. Okay. You follow.
Yeah,
you follow. It is not me that I am teaching. I am teaching you what is right and wrong. And you know what is right and wrong. After knowing what is right and wrong, then don't say you say. It is not I say. I am talking to you alone now. You are the ones who will be thriving. On your behalf, don't go and tell anybody. You cannot satisfy them. You cannot give them the right approach to their understanding. If they are here, they can understand. For somebody else's case, you cannot argue here. If you think it is good for you, you follow. Here there is no spoon feeding, there is no forcing here. It is only imparting the highest state of wisdom, from the highest state of wisdom. That's the reason why you understand. Unlearn whatever you have learned until this time. Learn afresh now, from now onwards. Don't take anything that is dry. Start taking everything that is having still life. Because we want to be living. If we take things that are dry, then we are harming ourselves. We are not energizing. We are drying up. Our life energy is getting dried up. Don't think that I am here, that is, I am advocating certain things. It's not a cult here. I am making everyone an individual. You follow what is right for you. What I follow, I am coming and teaching you. What so many thousands and thousands of patients are now without medicines, having got the first-hand evidence, I am speaking to you. The very first day, I stopped somebody taking medicine until this day. After 12 years, it still stays good. It is giving fruits. Yes. The biscuit is so dry and crispy, you keep it outside in the room temperature, it draws up all the moisture available in the atmosphere. It becomes very soft. Here RKM, I am telling you the fact. I am not saying such a big thing. I am saying such a truthful thing. No, just I told you, chips, puppet, biscuits, all things are very, very heaty substance. The moment it enters the stomach, it draws up all its digestive juices and leave the stomach dry. Very heaty substance. What I am saying, is agree to me or not? No, the first thing, when somebody asks a question, it is good for everybody. So I am asking you now, do you understand biscuits bad? You will not repeat the questions again. So when you know, I am making you know, making you understand, I am speaking what is there in you as right and wrong, I am not imparting anything from me. So this is a class with a difference. Making you understand what you already know. I am not speaking anything new. So don't post a question to me and take something be granted for you. I don't have any power over you. If you know who you are and if you know what you are doing, then stay with it if it is right. Keep off of it if it is not right. Fruits and?
Refrigeration.
You know refrigeration is drying. Refrigeration is drying. There is only ammoniacal smell will be there. There won't be any air. So it is dry. It is worse than something if you, the food that you will keep it outside. So all food you must take only ripe and fresh. I am telling you that we are living in hell. There is no way other than taking the food that we can take in hell. All dried up, heaty substance. There is no other go. We are doing it now. So, first thing, you take more and more of fruits, then go for the food. To feed your appetite, to feed your taste part of it. Because you are used to it so for so long, take a little bit of fruits and then take your apadam, muruku, seeda, puppet, biscuit, pakoda. If it is natural, you can take. If added toxic materials like vitamin A, D, E, calcium, all these things are added, then it is dustin. If you remove cholesterol from it, it is no milk. Milk must contain all these natural ingredients. If one of the ingredients is absent, then it is not milk. It is some other compound which will complicate your life. Don't compound anything and complicate your life thereafter. So anything that the world does is wrong. So who will help us now? Who will help us now? Yeah, we will come to the end, the last. So every bit you know that you are helpless. There is no way that you can survive with the majority of people ignorant. Not only they are ignorant, even the arrogance rule supreme. As if they know everything they talk. Every advertisement you see, there's calcium, added vitamin A, D, E, AK-47, all. So this is the nasty effect of the allopathic medicine which rules over you by bribing all the governments throughout the world. The drug peddlers, the drug industry of America, they bribe every nation, and thereafter only English medicine will be projected. So you will be thinking that this is the only system available. Even for writing a death certificate, only English system of people can write it out. Because they are the killers. They know very well whether the patient is living or dead. They are autopsy specialists. Right from anatomy, second year, we dissect the dead body. Until now, we are autopsy specialists, no other specialists in allopathy. They will make you die. Thereafter, they will do you postpartum. All postpartum specialists. Give you a certificate, you are dead. When you are about to be buried, he will get up. So many instances we have seen in the newspaper. They have given the certificate as dead. Two twins, the twins have been declared dead, and they have been placed in two boxes. They have taken it to the burial ground. The moment of burying, the child woke up. And this we immediately took it to the same doctor. See, we are totally drained out of our common sense because of the medicine. We don't think properly. We are not able to think properly. We are not able to apply our life in this world. Why I am so spiteful and hated of allopathic system of medicine? Because they try it on pigs, monkeys, and they try it on you later on. There's no difference between pig and you. That's the piggish system of allopathic system of medicine. It is unfit even for veterinary practice. Leave on human beings. Are these the people who will cure diabetes, who will cure BP? Are these the people?
No.
Do they know anything about BP? Do they know anything about BP? Do they know anything about diabetes? They say they are scientific doctors, but they do not know what's the cause behind it. There is no reason at all. So they treat you in a fake manner. They are fake specialists now. Why do you give symptomatic medicine? The symptom is the one thing that makes you understand you've got some problem inside. If you remove the symptom with symptomatic medicine, there's no parameter at all by which I can identify whether I'm suffering from anything or not. It is your whole body scanner that will make you understand that you are not suffering from anything. Your name? Your name is Madhana Gopal. If you are dead, you are called body or Madhana Gopal. So total body scanner. Don't go even when you are alive. They will make you dead. They will see you as if you are dead already. There is no Madhana Gopal. It is a total body scanner, not total Madhana Gopal scanner. You must understand. You are going to that down tier idiots, morons. These are Arabic doctors. Never ever think of them even in your wildest dreams. Such is the crooked behavior of them. Such is the arrogance of the system. They draw the blood from you. They don't repay. They don't make the blood to form again. You must understand now. You are in the deadly grip of allopathy. In the deadly grip of allopathy. Not from today onwards. I am telling you everything point blank. I am telling you everything clearly. I don't confuse you. There is a decade of experience beforehand before I come and talk to you. And I myself being an allopathic doctor, with post graduation, I know very well about these killers. Butchers. Medical people are killers, surgical people are. This pungent taste gives energy to the lungs. So if you want to take anything as pungent to give energy to your lungs, especially when you are having a sneezing, stuffiness, running nose, or asthmatic problem, or whatever it is, you must know what you must take now. Now you take food or now you take medicine. The beautiful way to cure you is through food. Now you are maintaining your health because of your food or because of the medicine? Food. Then how come suddenly you switch to medicine the moment you start having a defective functioning of the internal organs? Rectify what? Rectify all these days of malfeeding of your stomach with food, that you stop the food and take medicine. Have you malfed your stomach now because you took the food? Now you want to stop that food and then take the medicines? Your system, you keep it right. Okay? You think that what you are doing is wrong. You must think twice before you start doing your actions. It's good or bad. That fear must be there. Whether I'm doing right or not, that fear must be there. That fear is sufficient. Even if you do wrong, things will be taken care of. That fear is the shock absorber. Before even I start getting the brunt of the disease attacking me, that fear is that I am very much aware that anything, a jolt cannot appear to me because I am well aware of what I am going to get. Cardamom, yeah. Clove. Then garam masala, the three, clove, yeah?
Apology to you. Number three, in the beginning itself, doctor gave you the suspense that after he finishes this, by the end of the session, what you will come to know may remove your panic completely. So my suggestion is do not get into petty question answer. You are going to miss out because by 9 o'clock you have to.
I don't consider this is petty. This is very much petty. You ask more questions in the beginning. Later on, you will not be asking questions. So if you don't ask questions in the very beginning, then later on, full of confusion. I must know pretty well that however petty it is, start asking. Because I am going to say something which you know already, which you have not given a thought to it, so it has not come to your remembrance. You are being made to remember the very essence, the very intelligence that has been given to you when you are born. Even the medicine you give to your child, he will throw it on your face. Such is the intelligence, intuition, the wisdom of the kid. So follow the kids, don't follow the doctors. When they don't want, don't force them. You know now. Pardon? I don't get you. Me? You? Where's the question of managing? You're already destroying yourself. Stop destroying yourself. You don't have to manage yourself. Stop destroying yourself. Where's the question of management here? Management, treatment. Yeah? If I don't inflict injury on you, I am stopped. It is changing your lifestyle or not? It is changing your, it starts healing your injury or not? If I am inflicting you with injuries and I am stopped from doing it, the very moment you start improving, right? Because there is no further injury on you. Where is the question of management now? Believe in righteousness. Don't believe in the error. In the erroneous pathway, just because majority of the people are following, you will not be following the majority. You want to stay as an individual or you want to be in the group of a majority like cattle. You want to be one among the masses or you want to be an individual? Yes. So there is no question of managing. If you know that you are inflicting with so many deadly things because of lack of application of your mind to your own heart, you forgot everything that is good in you. Now you are made to remember. To that extent I am speaking to you. It is not with an arrogant mood I am speaking to you that you must listen to me whatever I say. Am I sounding that? No. These are the two things by which we are drawing in our energy, life energy. Lungs is the first thing, foremost thing. What is the first disease that the child gets?
Cold.
From there the disease starts until he is made to die. Suppression, 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 I will. Antihistamines. Histamine is a fighting mechanism against the flu. You give antihistamines, I will. So what happens? Suppress or eliminate the fighting mechanism. Will there be a rebound effect after that period? So it is suppressing or worsening? Yes. Hereafter we will not be saying this is a suppressive medicine. It is suppression? No. It is an aggravation. There will be a rebound effect. And then you go for more potent drugs, antihistamines. And then again there is a static period of some time. After that again rebound effect. Then no more medicines. You will be dragged to the core. Either your lungs will fail or your heart will fail, your stomach will fail, anything else will fail. And that is the failure we have been seeing all around now in all the hospitals. From a general practitioner, you go to specialist practitioner, from there to hospital, from there to special hospital, bigger hospital, and then general ward to special ward, then ICU, all the rites will be concluded there, you will be sent to the burial ground, finally. There will be too many cooks in ICU to look up to you. You follow what I said? I am not going to the diseases now. I am generally speaking about the disease and how you incur the disease and how you spoil your health. So this is, today is the subject is only to make you understand and think. Today's subject, you must fear whenever you do wrong. You must know you are doing wrong thing. So I am teaching you that whatever you do is wrong. So that you can be acutely alive to the fact, until this day, you were in a state of drugged state. I won't say you are ignorant. You are in a drugged state. You cannot think. Now you are made to think. So now you will have the real fear. And with that fear, the prayer is always there, without your knowing. That's going to cure you. This is the godly way to help yourself. Without even me talking to you about God and all those things, concept, all those things, the fear in you is the fear created in you. The fear is there because I know I am doing wrong to myself. Unless you are well aware of what you are doing, unless you are arrogant or maybe you don't care about because of your today's well-being, you think that nothing will happen to you tomorrow. That is foolishness. You are not ignorant, but mostly you are foolish. Knowingly doing the erroneous things, knowingly keeping ourselves off the course, we are foolish. That doesn't mean that you are ignorant. You cannot be ignorant until you die. So this is time I am imparting my wisdom, which is yours. I am making you understand, listen to the deepest words inside of you, think over and then do. Don't follow the masses. Be an individual. Everybody must be an individual. That's the class today. Now the kidneys. What for the kidneys necessary now? Elimination of the bad that you have done to yourself. The elimination of the bad that you have done to yourself by way of taking medicine, by way of greedily taking food, and by way of everything that you do without applying your mind because you are arrogant. When you are head and hearty, you don't mind about anything. You must be mindful. Even if you are very well and energetic, you must be mindful. That subduing character must be there in ourselves. I will not think that I am right all the time. Even when I am talking to you, my inner prayer is, it must be clear whatever I am telling you. I should not be confusing you. That prayer is there inside of me. I will not be hurrying through my subject. I will not be stopping you from asking. I am allowing you to ask so that your heart will be open. I am going to tell you what you know. It is not that I am telling you from exclusively my point of view. It is exclusive in you. We are in agreement with each other when we part. This day, many more days to come, we will not be finishing a topic, because until death we will be continuing to ponder, carefully analyze, think and rethink. Until such time, we dig at the truth that satisfies our heart. Once our heart is satisfied, when we follow that satisfaction, no harm comes to you. Never say that you are saying, if I stop the medicine, what will happen? Don't say that. You are going to stop, not me. I am not going to make you stop. I am teaching you. And you must understand, 15 years of experience is behind me when I am speaking a single word to you. Alright? What for? A kidney is necessary now to remove the toxins. Before that, the toxins must be identified, right, by the body. Before that, the toxins must be identified by the body. Which is the organ that identifies your toxins? Liver. Beautiful. Toxic agents are detoxified here. In the liver. This is a detoxifying agent. Anything that you do, even by way of evil thinking that you have against anybody, an evil thought against anybody, a plot against anybody, or if you are devising against somebody, that evil force is also being undone here the moment you fear that you have done an evil. Liver is not a physical organ. It has got an emotional power also. Stomach is not a physical organ. It has got an emotional power. Suppose you are hungry, a bad news comes to you. What will happen to your appetite? The food is in the mouth. Then the bad news comes. Instantly it will go dry. The food will start here. The emotion strikes where now? The worry, the deep worry strikes where now? Which of the organs? Stomach. It bears the brunt. It is not a pure receiving organ of the food material. It is not the first organ of digestion. It has got an emotional component, the worry. So, my worry about tomorrow is whether there is guarantee for my stomach tomorrow. If my stomach is guaranteed for tomorrow, is there a security for my stomach tomorrow? The worry starts there. Right or no? The worry is due to what? Insecurity to the stomach, not food. Scarcity to the food and insecurity to the stomach. Whether I will be fed tomorrow, whether I will have food tomorrow, this is the question mark with which the worry develops. So if only you are given the food in right proportions, distributed throughout our country, then there is no way there can be any ill feelings against another. If the food is given, there is no crime whatsoever in the land. Right or wrong? There is no police station necessary, there is no courts necessary. If only food is given to you. Why do you stock the food without disseminating and distributing it? Why do you stock the food? Why do you make it dry? Now they...
For tomorrow we store.
For tomorrow you store. Or because you have stored too much, the famine has come to distribute, which is right. The famine has come to distribute the stockpiled food materials, or for tomorrow you are saving. The famine has come because you have stored too much and it is rotting. Rats and worms are eating it up, but not distributed to the people. So the government is doing an injustice. Why should you stack the food materials without distributing? Now the floods have come. Lakhs and lakhs of hectares have gone, but still it came from the stocks. Why? How? Free of cost it came now. Why don't you give free of cost to the people when the food is enough there? Why do you allow it to rot? Are you distributing it or you are stocking it? Hoarding it. Which is right? The government must distribute it. It cannot hoard it. Now where can the grains come? Only to distribute it, the floods have come. I say, who will be denying this? Despite the lakhs and lakhs of hectares that has been immersed in the flood, still the food came, not for money, but for free of cost. Who are these people to charge money for the food? வானம் பொடிகிறது பூமி விளைகிறது உனக்கு ஏன் கொடுக்க எனக்கு கிறிஸ்டின் சொல்லிட்டு வீணா பேசிட்டு கேட்க வேண்டியதான் இன்னைக்கு அதே நடக்குது. இவன் யாரு மணி பிரைஸ் வந்து அதுக்கு வேல்யூ பண்றதுக்கு? வெறும் கட்டபொம்மனுடைய பேச்சு பேசிட்டு இருந்தா போதுமா? அதனாலதான சினிமாவும் வேண்டாம், நாடகமும் வேண்டாம், வசனங்களும் வேண்டாம், நடந்து பாருங்க, உண்மையை விளங்கி பாருங்க. வீராவேசம் பேசுறதெல்லாம் ஒண்ணுக்கும் ஆகாது. திங்க் and vote for a people who will not sell air, water and food for money. We don't want any other poll promises. Who will not charge for food, water and air, we will be voting them. Enough. Tomorrow is secured. No person will be suffering from peptic ulcer. Because of the worry, the stomach is becoming dry, instantly dry, any food that causes injury to stomach. So all are dastardly people, dreaded decoys. They hoard the food materials and thereafter they make you work for them, and then they will give you a token, that's money, Gandhi money, and go and take it to your provision store, you buy things and then eat. Why should you work for the people? I am asking you. This is my base, my basic life, food, water and air. How can you charge me for that? We must not vote anybody if you know it well that they are hoarding it and they make me be a slave to them, work for them. Why should you work, I am asking you? For money. Why the money must be necessary? Now you know the tomatoes are on, they are dispersed on the streets. They are thrown onto the streets. There is no one to buy. 1 kilo, ₹40. Once it was sold. Now it is for 45. Similarly, the grains will be under your feet. Everywhere. This is possible if only you believe. Take the sign of what is happening here. You sowed your tomato seeds just to enough to maintain your price standards. Despite that, things have grown. Who grew it? We must believe that now. Water, air and food should not be sold. If it is done, there is no work for you at all. So what else we will do? Mind will start working. Without fear or worry about tomorrow. This is where we are now elevating ourselves to the greater heights. If not, we will be grazing the ground where the food will be there. We will be just grazing the ground. We will not be inventive people. Inventions are necessary. Not to study and then work for somebody what has already been invented. And these studies, the studies of yesterday, which we study and work for somebody, we don't want. We want to be the inventor. If you become an inventor, you will be right on top of the 6 billion people today. Everybody will be the inventors. Don't even be inventors, be an inventor. If only Edison has not been sent away from the school, we will be in darkness. So you want to be like Edison or you want to be like dummies who got first rank, who got gold medal, best outgoing students? The rotten people. Whoever gets 100 marks in the subject, he is the most dense of them all. He is a moron because he has got only the subject that can be taught. There is no inner light. Those who got that inner light, this subject will not be suitable to them. Curriculum subject will not be suitable to them. So be an inventor. I don't want to be an innovator. I don't want to study and work for somebody. I am not a slave. So this is my field. That's the reason why I have discarded MBBS and MD and whatever I have studied thereafter. Things should start sprouting from within. That will make you place yourself in an elevated platform and you will be a model to others, an inspiration to others, that be on your own. Never be induced by somebody. This is the subject that has come from within. You will not find in any other book. That is there within there. It is not something that I am speaking out of the way. I am speaking everything that is agreeable to you. We are in total agreement thus far, whatever I have been talking to you. Now the energy moves here. From here the stomach is there, the stomach takes in the food and the air mixes it up. And then it is energized, it has got life energy now. Once the air mixes it, mixes the food. Once the air is mixed with the food, it becomes infused with life energy. As the breathing goes in and that air circulates in the stomach, it is immediately energized, the life force develops from there. A physical force is turned to life force. A physical force is visible, but it is inactive. A life force is invisible, it becomes active. A grain of rice is an invisible force, inactive. It's a visible material, it is inactive. The moment it is broken, the invisible energy comes, emanated from it, and that gives it the activity. This activity must be used for two purposes. What are the two purposes? What for the energy is acquired? Action. What other purpose this energy is used for? Action and activity are the same. Any difference? Action and activities? Any difference? For the functioning of the body, that is a physiological function. You mean the internal organs function? Organs function. And then for the external organs function. Which is important now? Then why do you do exercise? Waste the energy? No way. You get tired. Indirectly, you get even more tired now. When I go for outing, the workout, and then after the workout I come, I get tired. Who said so? Are you sweating now? So you are lacking in energy now? I don't want to sweat. I want this AC so that I can be lively here. I don't want to sweat it out. What, 45 minutes? Who said 45 minutes? Today, first thing I am receiving that I must do exercise, I will go for 45 minutes. I am having in my mind that I will go for 45 minutes walking, but I can go for one hour also. 1.5 hours also. For one day I will go. The next day, not even for 10 minutes. The next day I won't go at all. Why do you go much against your will and wish? You want to sweat or you want to switch off the AC or you want to switch on the AC? Switching on the AC will give you liveliness or switch off the AC will make you tired. So don't go by the majority nonsense. Don't go by the notion. Don't go by the hue and cry of the public in general. Think for yourself. If you think for yourself, God will be very happy with you that you are using what has been given to you. Use. God doesn't like, who doesn't put to use the greatest of the gift that He has given to you. Think and ponder and then be at ease. Don't be working out. Where is the question of lifestyle? What is the style now? Tell me. If you are stylish, you should be very hale and hearty. What's the lifestyle? Tell me. I don't understand. I am waiting when I will sit. I don't want to be moving. I don't want to do any work. I don't want to do exercise. I want to lie down. I want to sit. And I want to be as much comfortable as possible. Not an inch of movement I would like to make. So, I must be having diabetic, I must be having cholesterol, I must be having BP. None of these things will ever touch me. How? Why do you strain yourself, your mind, that doesn't like an exercise? Why do you strain your mind? Because you are putting stress to your mind. That stress causes the strain to the physiological organs. Stress to the mind causes strain in the physiological organs. Don't allow yourself to be stressed. Thereby, don't strain your physical body. Do you follow me? You are now, the night is approaching now. Throughout the day we have been working. We are tired now. So before going to bed, you are even more tired. To pep up, you want to get up and start running, or you want to sleep? 10 o'clock. To pep up your energy, you should run, or you should sleep. Sleep. You must run. You must run. You must do workout until you are pepped up. Until such time, don't go to bed. If you go to bed, what happens? You have your rest to the mind, you have rest to the body, you are peaceful, you are no stress, no strain. What happens in the morning? Why do you waste that energy the moment you get up? By going to beach and walking and coming out again tired. Why do you follow these monkeys and donkeys, I am asking? Just because people do, you will also do. Tell me whether you want rest or you want work for your energy. Rest. You know it. Then why do you go after the people who are running for their lives?
Suppose if I enjoy walking.
If you enjoy walking, go and enjoy. Most of us, we don't enjoy walking. We want some company. All alone, I cannot enjoy. Because I must be in a company, then only I can tire him, he can tire me. Some days I will be worn out. He will be walking, so I will be walking behind him. Sometimes he will be lagging behind. It's a donkey business. Don't become monkeys following the people. Now I am asking you whether you want rest or you want work. Why should the sweat come out? I am asking you whether you want rest or you want to work. Why do you want rest? Tell me. Why do you want rest? Tell me. Now you are not at peace. Just before I gave you an instance, you want to switch off the AC or you want to switch on the AC? You want to sweat it out or you want to cool down? Tell me. Tell me now what you want. The rest of the questions will go later. First, convince yourself what you want. Then, in the rightest direction, your thinking will flow. If you start asking questions without answering the first one, from the superficial level, I am going deeper. I am asking whether you want to start work. When I am asking you, why do you answer? I will come to you. Let him complete his understanding. Then you can ask me. Tell me your name. Suresh, tell me. You want to work or you want rest? You can shoot over here. Yeah, you can shoot over here. Or you can spread it, spread out. You go that side. No, it is not. It is not there. Because now, don't switch it off. Just you can move. Okay. All right. So, then time is running out. You want to work or you want rest? Yes. Hereafter, the rest of the questions, the answer will come to you. If you very beginning you are stuck without answering because you have got some other questions behind, don't bother about what is behind you. See what is in front of you and answer me clearly. Now I am injuring myself, that injury by way of the breathing. The moment you start exercising, the breathing becomes heavy or it becomes lighter, heavy. Is it right for you? It is wrong for you. The breathing, what is normally rhythmically functioning, you make it tremble, you alter it and make it heavy in breathing, is right for you or is wrong for you? It is good for you or it is bad for you? Suresh, want to answer me? You don't know. You are breathing heavily. At another moment, you are breathing very smoothly. Which is good, which is bad? During the exercise, you are breathing heavily or smoothly? Is it good or bad? I don't consider them as doctors. Still, you consider them as doctors? Yeah. Have they cured any heart disease? Any cardiac specialist? Have they cured any heart disease? If you want to prevent or if you want to cure, for both you need the basic cause. There is no two separate things like a curative medicine and a preventive medicine. If you know the basic cause, you can prevent a disease. For cure also you must know the basic cause. There is a question of two different fields as preventive and curative. For both the things you must know what is the basic reason. If you know the basic reason, you can prevent it. And the same basic reason is necessary to cure it also. So where is the question of two fields now? You said prevention. I am now saying there is a disease, heart disease. If they know the basic reason, they can cure the disease also with the same basic reason, by applying the same basic reason. When they don't cure the disease, there is no prevention, the preventive knowledge existing in them. You follow me what I am saying? If they know how to cure, they can prevent it also. If they know how to prevent, they must cure it also. Because our both basic reason is the same basic foundation, the understanding where we are now deviating from healthy standards to the disease standards. This is what we must know. Tell me now, the doctors say we can prevent a disease. Why should they prevent a disease when I don't have any heart disease at all? There is no way that I can suffer from a heart disease at all. How dare he is that he says you will be suffering from your heart disease tomorrow? How dare he can tell me that I will suffer from your heart disease tomorrow? When I was in third year in 1972, my BP was 130/90. My senior professor, MP Prabhakaran, said, "What, Dr. Fazal, you are already having BP?" That was a shock to me. How come? After that, the next day, it was 140/110. No way. Then I decided, this is falsity. No way the BP can jump up and high in such patients. That means my emotions are very important now. If I take his words to my heart, then my heart jumps in anxiety. That causes definitely the BP. That is a shock-absorbing pressure that is necessary for me. If the BP doesn't rise, I fall dead. So knee pain, arthritis, you must do exercise. No orthopedic surgeon has cured arthritis. He will replace the knee tomorrow. So work out fast. Come back soon, I can replace your knee. Damage is done to the core. Don't laugh and leave it out. As you laugh, you must have that hard feelings against them. And you must have this feeling to be given to the rest of the public also. It is not for laughing, it is for understanding and to make others also benefit, to speak the truth to them by being a model yourself. Suppose I fall, okay, there is a pain. I must give rest or I must do exercise. Why? To cure. Then why do you exercise now? Why do you do exercise now? Because the city tested. Whether this advice given to you is right or wrong now by the medical field, the wretched medical field. You must do exercise or give rest to them. Yes. He will come and I cannot do lift my leg. He will come, the physiotherapist will come and lift my leg. It is exercise for him or for me. He will flex my limbs and extend my limbs. I will jolly well give my hand to him. But it is exercise for him, not for me, unless I do myself. Yes, this exercise. You must know you are aging. You must know you are aging. The exercise that you today do today, you will not be able to do tomorrow. What will happen? Now you are a little bit having some energy halfway through before you hit the bucket. Later, yes. Definitely you will be feeling very weak. You will not be able to do. Then what will happen? Going by your own statement. I am saying you are only thinking about the present alone. You don't want to look into the future at all. Is it the way you will be heading towards your deleterious? Now what I am saying you, whether you are doing what you are doing is right, the notion that you have got is right, or the notion that you have got is absolutely false. Tomorrow you will not be able to do exercise. Today if you don't exercise, you are suffering. Tomorrow you will be even weaker. You cannot bear it also. You cannot do exercise also. What will happen then? What will happen? So, if one thing is bad, if you stop it, the reverse of it is false good. Doing something is bad, don't do it, the reverse of it is going to happen. What is there to accept it? What is there that you don't accept it? Tell me. How come you cannot accept this fact? I hit you, you get the pain. I don't hit you, what happens? No pain. Pain will subside. You will feel the pain for some time, after then it will subside. When the pain is there, you don't give rest. So you are aggravating. How many years you are suffering from the shoulder pain? 7 months. How was it before and how is it now if you stop the exercise? Comes back with a vengeance or the same? Why don't you understand? Why do you want to be in intoxicated condition, state of mind? Why don't you understand the reality of it? So you are in a drugged state by doing exercise, or really you are understanding things are doing? Your higher faculties are drugged now, are in a state of numbness. You cannot hear, you cannot understand what's happening in you. Now I have to clear off that gloominess. I am telling you now, whether you are harming yourself by doing exercise or you are doing justice to your field that you must become okay. I am not going further unless you answer me. Think and answer me. After that, don't ask me. Because you said I stopped, it has increased. Definitely it cannot increase. That increase in the pain is a sign that the fighting mechanism against the disease is so much intense. The more the pain, the bigger is my, the stronger is my defense force against the disease. Unless the disease force on the one hand and the defense force on the other hand, they come into combat, the resultant turbulence set off is the pain, the vibration, the pain. So the more intense the fight, that increases the turbulence and the pain is severe. What does it mean now? The more the pain, the better is your immunity, the defense system, the defense capacity. So you can be hopefully wait. And such time, the pain starts subsiding, don't give any movement to the pain. Don't do exercise. I say again and again, the allopathic system of medicine is a dustbin system of medicine. All the dustbin specialists, don't go after them, think, and never dare go near them again. Tell me now, whether you are aggravating, you are worsening in your condition, or you are getting better in your condition. So from tomorrow, don't do any exercise. Feel the pain, aggravating. As it is aggravating, you must be very much satisfied that my defense system is so powerful, acting against the disease force. So you will respect the pain, you will enjoy the pain from tomorrow. Because things are going to be very fine in a very few days' time. Maximum rest. Be always constantly aware of your pain and give as little moment as possible to the extent that the pain will not come. So slowly and steadily start improving. You are cured today. The moment a disease takes a reverse, wait patiently as long as necessary. All that you need is a little bit of application of your mind, whatever that seems to be good for you, stick to it. Follow it earnestly and judiciously stick to it. Now I take medicines. Where the medicine goes? To the stomach. So the medicine is bitter. It is quite opposite to the sweet that energizes the stomach. So the bitter, what it does? It de-energizes the stomach. It removes the life out of the stomach. So you will not be able to take food, taste food, the tongue becomes numb. The tongue is the gateway before any food enters the stomach, whether it's to be allowed or not to be allowed. Don't supersede, don't overtake the tongue. Put the medicine deep behind the tongue and then gulp it down. Don't do that. You are drugging yourself, endangering your life tomorrow. You will just not endangering your life. If I am dying, it's okay. A painful death, I don't want. So stomach, if it is loaded with the bitter, what happens now? The gate is broken. Tongue cancer is due to this. Tongue ulcers due to this. Tongue coating is due to this. All these things must give you enough evidence that your tongue is going to be affected with cancer tomorrow. Don't take things lightly. You will have a frozen shoulder in a very short period. Not only that, you will have the pain, spondylitis, neck joint pain. You will, the moment you develop the neck joint pain, the whole back pain will start, and finally there will be radiating pain down the back of the thigh until up to the toe, little toe, and to the heels. A deadly suffering. Don't do what the people normally do listening to the English system of medicine. Hereafter, yes. You helping? You can do anything very slowly, very steadily, without hurting yourself. To a little bit you can bear. Don't hurt yourself. So have somebody to help you, or hire somebody to help you until such time. For everything there is a way, only we don't allow the way. When we are taking this bitter, the tongue will be reflecting its bad effects. Repeated ulcer formation in the mouth and the tongue, finally it will lead to tongue cancer. You cannot cure. Yes, swollen tongue, bleeding gums, and all such things are due to this, taking medicines, the taking bitter into the stomach. So bitter gourd is good for body or not? Bad for body.
So,
bitter. Your tongue likes it?
My favorite.
I can be accustomed to any taste. Initially, the moment I start drinking, it is averse to me. After that, it is an acquired interest, taste. Likewise, what you have is an acquired taste. Naturally, you will definitely dislike it. And you will be cooking in such a way to remove this bitterness and to add some sweetness. Why is this monkey business? So leave it as such. Don't touch it ever again. Is it easy now that you can preserve your body health tomorrow? Just by listening to these two things. And when you have the cardamom and that garam masala added to your food, first take the raw, these three ingredients. Clove, cardamom and the ginger. Clove, cardamom and?
Cinnamon,
yes. So taste little bit of it, a bit of it in your mouth raw. Then you take it. You take. They are using it. Garam masala, they are using it. If they are used to it, to such taste, then they can do this and then take. Spark. That spark must go inside. It must gear up the digestion process. After that, you can start eating those food in which you have added garam masala as your recipe. You follow me? Everything. For everything. For everything. There is no raw sweet acid, there is no natural sweet acid that you are taking as of the white sugar. There is nothing like natural about it. Yeah, all processed. You can take canned juice and then take.
Okay.
Yeah, sugar canned juice and you can take it. Sugar canned is a very good ingredient for curing your stomach and spleen and then pancreas also. So all those who are suffering from diabetes must eat sweetish, the naturally sweetish fruits. They must take. Huh? Honey all adulterated, don't believe. Don't believe the honey at all. Unless you go and take.
Thyroid is the word.
Huh?
Natural remedy
to thyroid. There's no thyroid as such. I will come to that later. About thyroid, I will come to that later. There's no disease in the thyroid at all. These people can never ever cure thyroid disease. Like any other disease. They will not be a human being. The moment they start taking ultrasin, they will never have the mind to think. They will be never normal. They will be over ebullient or over aggressive or over dull. They will never be a normal human being. If you leave them alone, they will be at least normal. And there is every chance that disease will be cured eventually. That is what I teach you, much against the natural order. I make you believe the satanic words, what you believe is going to be. See, there are two doctors, MBBS doctors, okay? 5 years they have studied, 1 year house agency, and only four drugs are there. One medicine is for pain, another medicine is for fever, another medicine is for allergy, another medicine is for the inflammation, the swelling. Only four medicines are there. Anti-allergic, anti-swelling, anti-pain, anti-fever. Only four medicines are there, nothing more. Huh? That's antibiotic. Nurse will give you. Yeah, antibiotic. That you can take. Everything worsening your condition. Totally spoiling your entire digestive system. So these two doctors are practicing. To one person, there's a lot of crowd. Another person, there's no crowd at all. The person with whom there is no crowd at all, he will be a gold medalist, must be. He believes only in the medicine. The person who fails so many times in MBBS, he has got a lot of crowd because he believes in himself. He doesn't believe in medicine. Because he doesn't know medicine. Why? They say that the moment I see the doctor, I get cured. He believes. But this person believes, the gold medalist believes only the medicine. And he is fearful of the side effects. And the moment the patient sees him, he is dead already. Because such is his subject. He believes in the subject. The worthless subject. So some sort of fear, confusion is always there as to what medicine gives. Whereas the other person who fails so many times, he just gives away the colored tablets. They become okay. It is because they think that they believe that I go to this doctor, he will be okay. Not because of the medicines. Even if you go to the specialist, you will be finally doing all the reports and the prescription is taken, finally you ask one question to the doctor. What is it?
Will I be cured?
He must say yes. That will act, not the medicine. He cannot say, I have given the medicine, don't ask me this question. He will throw the medicine on your face and go. So, which one you want? The good words from him, the words of belief that he gives to me, and whether he believes in his medicine, that is the question I am asking you, whether I will be okay. Doctor, do you believe in your medicine? That's what I am asking. He must say, yes, you will be okay. Though he knows pretty well, you won't be okay. He must say, at least you must be okay. The more you believe, the better you will be. If you don't believe, then things get worse. So it is the belief that cures you, not the medicine. You will be asking the doctor, will I be okay, doctor? He must say yes. That yes cures you, not the medicine. You must understand. Yeah. Be satisfied. If you want to be satisfied in your mind, you must know the reality. You must know the right. You must know the wrong. Very distinctly. You must have that distinguishing factor working in you. For that, you must preserve your energy. If I am tired, can I think? In the morning, can I think? Or in the night, I can think?
Morning.
But you go for your workout. Waste your energy. After that, you can think. Towards which end, you must spend your energy? For the mind also, you must use your energy. For your physical work also, you must use your energy. Physical work is to be given the rest, then the mind faculty must be improving to its highest standards so that you can be an executive level. You won't be a laborer then. So, towards which end you must allow your energy to function? Physical level or mind level? Mind level. So, preserve the physical energy. Don't do the workouts. Don't do exercise. Hate the exercise from today. Give enough energy, divert the energy to the mind so that you can think and you can be with the reality, with the truth. No evil touches you. You will be very guarded. In everything you will see clearly what is right and wrong and you will choose the righteousness. You will not fall a prey to the majority just because somebody goes to a particular doctor, particular field. You will also be not diverting your attention towards that. You will stay ever as an individual. You follow me? So your tongue, all your tongue disorders is because of the bitterness that you give or excess of sweet, which is not at all natural that you take. Take fruits and don't take juices because you will combine all the unripe and ripe together and then you will add syrup and sugar, everything. The total system is spoiled. Bite, chew and take. Never take juices. Now you must know the reason why I am saying don't take juices, right? You must be knowing. Now what is the next thing? We are doing only harm to ourselves and every toxin is gathered in the body. That toxin must be detoxified. So the liver must be coming into play. So what is the taste that energizes the liver? The taste that energizes the lungs or the pungent, and the taste that energizes the natural sweet, the stomach, and the taste that energizes the liver is the sour, pulipu. The beginning of pregnancy, you get the morning sickness, what they will take?
Manga.
Mango. That's tender mango. Not so much twist. It has got both sour and sweet. So sour and the tuarpu, what do you call? Yes, slightly bitter. Both combined, you take. It is not purely sourish. A little bit of bitter also. A combination of the two helps. Yeah? Raw mango, yes. But it is not so sourish. A little bit of bitter is also added to remove it. So now you take this sourish, that tender mango, that is the unripe mango, that cures the morning sickness. And there is one alpakra. You know that, yeah,
that has got that light sweeter, that sourish taste, that cues, the vomiting sensation, the haggardness, that laziness. My whole limbs falls bad. I cannot even lift my limb. When I am suffering from jaundice, then all these things will help the sour. It will not be too intense, but the sourishness must be there. That will cure your liver condition, that energizes your liver. So don't take mangoes. Excess of this will spoil it. Excess of, I don't know, that is some Ayurvedic. Yeah, prunes. Yeah. It is not actually dry, little bit. Yeah, semi dry. Yeah. That is Ayurvedic people will be giving you, yes. Excess of pungent will spoil the lungs, so you will have every disease in the lungs. Excess of sweet will spoil the stomach, you will have the disease of the stomach, and excess of sour will spoil the liver. There is no detoxification of the bad elements that you have ingested, and nothing from your food, any toxic material, any chemical will not be neutralized. So chases of this toxic material inside the body will make you tired all the way. Until you meet your death, the tiredness will continue. Even if you take food, you will be tired. You want to sleep after taking food, then the liver is so much damaged. If you take food, you must be energized. On the other hand, if you are feeling dull and you want to sleep, then you must understand that liver is damaged, because it is not detoxifying the toxic material present in the food. You are dull. In the jaundice, my whole limbs will be dull. I will be bedridden. I won't be able to move. And at the sight of food, I feel like vomiting. You don't like food, but you have to take food. When you take food, you're just bedridden, as well as bedridden. You want to sleep. You must know your stomach is also deranged. And because improper digestion, the toxic material has clogged up in the liver. All the toxic materials that is circulating in the blood after digestion, at absorption from the digestion, the digestate is absorbed into the bloodstream, and thereafter it is lodging in the liver, because there it has to be detoxified. At such time, the toxic material gets more and more dumped there. Finally, the liver will fail. The liver failure is because of the excessive toxins present there. And because of that, you will have the stones developing, the cysts developing, the gallbladder stores up the stones. Gallbladder stones are due to this, and years before you will have this problem. There is no strength in you at all. Whatever you take as food, you will be losing your strength. You won't be active at all. So these people will be giving compound, this 23 toxins more. The compound, Horlicks, and all those things which they consider as nutrients are in essence toxic, obnoxious substances. All chemicals, not biological, the difference between the chemical and biological is, biological food gives you life energy. Chemical food destroys the life energy. These 23 chemicals, is a nutrient or toxic materials? So will you give your kids this Complan and Horlicks? But people are giving. We don't join the public. We stay as an individual. God created me as an individual. I am suffering for my own harm, and I am relieved of my own patience and perseverance in belief that I will be okay. What more you want? When you have some disease, what does it tell you deep inside your heart? When you feel some discomfort, what does your heart say at the very same moment? You must be okay. Believe. Believe that alone. That lonely voice. Believe that. That is godly voice. The good news for you. Don't ask how is it possible. You didn't create that voice. You must be okay. That is where you must be clinging to.
You must be clinging on to that good news that comes from within. That is, that news has been enshrined in your heart. Every good news is enshrined in your heart. So which is your real shrine now? Don't go to temples, mosques and churches. Don't follow the priest. Follow your good news that's there from within you. That's coming. Animals don't have belief. Animals are instinctively following the present life. Only we have the future. Those who are looking forward to the future, they have to believe because it is unseen now. What is seen, we don't have to believe because it's already there. What we don't see, we have to believe. We are the only creation who think about the future, who are living for the future. Whatever I have as wishes in my heart, it is for the future and it is about the future. So I am living for the future. The past is not mine. It's gone. If I brood over it, then I will be terribly depressed because I have lost so many things. I have to forget it. So past is not for you. It is past already. Then today you are living. It is not for you. All that you are having reminds about tomorrow. So we have only the life of tomorrow. Believe in tomorrow. Don't believe the knowledge that you have now. The knowledge is gained as lessons from the past incidents. We suffered as a result of which we got some lessons, that is knowledge. Then tomorrow, I don't want to suffer anything, then believe your wisdom will come to save you. The wisdom is the knowledge yet to be revealed. The knowledge is dead past which is not fit for you. So don't be a bookworm like others. You will be losing your tomorrow. Strive for future. Look forward to the future. The future is unseen. The road towards the future is unseen. And the good news about the tomorrow given to me is still unseen. So the pathway is also unseen. The knowledge also must be enlivening me tomorrow, which is to be blossomed into knowledge. From the wisdom, the wish I possess. The wish is your wisdom, you must understand. The more you believe in that wish, the wisdom from within the wish will unfold as knowledge so that you can materially acquire it. So knowledge will advance you towards material, whereas the wisdom will make you hopefully live for tomorrow. That hope and belief is tomorrow. Materially you cannot identify tomorrow. You cannot make up your material today to live for tomorrow. You cannot believe in the material if you want tomorrow. You believe in the wisdom, unseen wisdom, the wish that has been given to you as a good news that is there from the shrine of yours. Believe in the heart. No puja room, no namaz room, no whatsoever, nothing of that sort. No jabam room, no mosque, no churches, no dargahs, no temples. If you leave your shrine to a building of concrete, then your heart becomes hardened. It will be no more pliable. It will stop at trifles. It cannot be acting like a shock absorber, whatever be the event that may befall us. We are a people who are one with the truth. If you are with the truth, your life is there for you tomorrow. If you are with the falsehood, that is the knowledge, and following the people, because they form the majority, and because from time immemorial, my forefathers, upon which I have seen them as praying and worshipping, I will also follow the same. What? Even if they ignorantly follow those things, you will fall still? No. You are living for tomorrow. You are not enlivening a past. If you are going to enliven your past, you don't have to live for tomorrow. You can die as well. For a new life only, you are hoping for tomorrow, not the old ways. If you are wanting to lead the life of the olden days, then you don't have to wait for the golden days. You want vibration, you want calmness. You want your heart to feel the vibration or you want the calmness. Then why do you go for vibrations?
Yeah.
You want a feeling of calmness in your heart, or you want a peaceful place? Then why do you go there? Live in the mind. Be mindful of yours. Everything has been given to you. What are you going to hear there in the mosque and churches and dargahs? Tell me.
I am separated from all the worries and tension and everything.
So when you enter there into the mosque and churches, you want to get rid of all your worries and fear, right? When you come out of it, you want everything back. So you can forget today. You are not worried. You are not a worried person today. You are not a fearful person today. To a great extent, you are normal now. I don't see fear or worry in your face. Why do you want to go there now? Why don't you improve this standard now? You are not inside the mosque or churches or dargahs temples, but you are so calm and quiet and happy. I am seeing you very peaceful now. Where from this peace comes? You are in your deepest trouble. You go to the temple or mosque, you will not get the solace. I tell you. When you are apparently normal, you go there and you can feel something, some sort of vibration, something. But when you are really into trouble, going to churches will not do good to you. Why do you cheat yourself? You are not following God within you, you are following the pujaris. Who has seen the God? A pujari, he will show me the way to God without seeing God where he is, without ever knowing, understanding who God is. Who is he to show me? When everything good comes from within, follow. But then, believing in your own intelligence, you are believing. You are not believing the doctor. When I am speaking the truth within you, you are believing. You are not going to the temple and ask whether it is true or not, and then you are not believing. It is there in you, right there. If you think, you can believe. You can ponder over, you can see the righteousness. You can see the light in the heart, not inside the darkness of the sanctified places into the temples.
I would put it this way, if I go to the church, if I go to the temple, help me in saying the right decision or good.
Do you agree with what Archie Mutha says is, when he enters the divine place, a man-made divine place, he feels some good response to his queries, right? You are thinking. Decision there. Then you don't consult your people at home. So please sit down. You don't consult your people at home. You don't consult your yourself. And you don't think, ponder over, and then get satisfied whether you are in the right direction or not. Simply something comes to you from somebody else, you will follow. Where do you think I am asking you, where do you think the moment you go to the temple, where do you think? What decision means where the decision is taking place? Then what is there in the temple? If you are righteous, then the right things will strike you. If you are into the falsehood, no amount of temples will help you. Do you think it is an argument? It is only an exchange of opinions. I will never indulge in argument. When you are so much definite about it, I will not press it through. Because I am the person who has rejected mosques and dargahs. And because of that only I am a man today. Whatever I am speaking from my, of me. Don't you ever think, don't be shying away from arguing with me. Don't think that you cannot argue with me. If I am in the path of error, definitely you can win over me. Yeah. All right. So now, this detoxifying liver, the detoxifying organ, the most beautiful organ, which undoes all your errors and sins and your arrogance with which you feed your stomach. Everything is cleared by the liver. So whenever you feel that haggardness, whenever you feel that pain, your muscle pain is because of the liver full of muscles, studded with muscles. It has got so much of toxins there, until and unless it is removed, the pain will not go. Start taking the food I have told you, the fruits, more and more sweetish fruits, the tender coconut and malavadapadam, which doesn't have any bitter, any sourishness in it. Never take milk, can take milk, but don't take curd. Curd is very much sourish. It will spoil the liver. Too much is bad. Buttermilk again, it will go and churn up inside and becomes sourish. The moment it enters the stomach, the acidity joins with it and causes the sourishness. Everything, any taste is moderate. For that matter, any activity should be moderate. Now, if you start taking this buttermilk or curd, because you are having a stomach ulcer, taking this curd will aggravate the stomach ulcer. It will not cure the stomach ulcer. Pardon? No, if only you are suffering from any liver disease or stomach disease or lung disease. Otherwise, you can be guarded from now onwards. You won't exceed the limits. Pardon? First take the fruits, then food. First take the fruits, stuff your stomach, be satisfied, no more appetite is there. Then because you are used to that, you can take some to satisfy. Definitely yes. Or if you want to take the bulk quantity of the food, the rice and the other things that we take, the roti and other things we take, if it is a fresh variety, then you can take. Not old stuff. No. Fresh rice, not old stuff, not dried up things. So anything you take, take it in a limited quantity, but the freshness of it, you can take any amount. No, immediately, no problem. Only spark is necessary to make it function. That spark is necessary. After that, you can drive as fast, even the 450 gear you can go. No problem. Yes. And don't take anything, the urka, that pickles, no, that excess sour, don't take. What's loki? What taste it is? That is very bland. No medicine, no doctor, no systems of medicine, no hospital, nothing, never believe them. Believe what I say. Let them be Ayurvedic doctor or whatever, never believe them. You are doctor yourself, if you understand. Yes? Dry, very dry. Ammonia infused. You will die soon. Yeah. Don't take much sour. Don't take too much sour, that's all. In taking limited way, it is giving energy, life energy. If you exceed, then it spoils. Anything. So don't take bitter at all to the stomach. This alcoholic drinks, bitter or something? Bitter and sourish also? Bitter and sourish also? It spoils this and that instantly. Stomach as well as the liver. Once the liver is spoiled, all muscles go weak, including the heart muscles. So don't take beverages. Everything has got detox. You know these soft drinks? They got all the what do you call? The pesticides. All pesticides. Don't drink. I drink often, not often, little by little, because I am used to it. Now I don't feel like taking it. At times, I drink the whole bottle also, but not much. Because I am guarded. I am guarded, it is doing wrong. So nothing will happen to me. See how beautiful it is. Such a lovely medicine. Now I have to talk about kidney and heart, but it is time up now for you. How beautiful this medicine is. Now you can understand whether all your muscles are weak and the pains are there, then it's a liver disease. there is something wrong in your stomach, then you have got tongue disease. You know, these have got some external appearance. This one, the five special senses, no? All lung diseases is expressed in the nose. Any slight irritation in the nose, sneezing, stuffiness, I cannot bear strong odor, all these things, the lung is defectively functioning. The lung is losing its strength. You look into the scanner, it will be plain and normal. But tomorrow, definitely, there will be lot of phlegm collection over here. Then they will say it is TB, primary tuberculosis, primary complex. There's no meaning at all what they diagnose. You know this? Kidney, any disease in the kidney is reflecting in his outer organ. Ear. All ear problem, repeated ear infection, ear deafness, is because of the weakness in the kidney. What is that taste that gives energy to the kidneys or the salt? Excess of it will spoil it like prickles. In right amounts, it will energize the kidney. The excretory organ will be functioning at its maximum if only you take normal amount of salt. If you take exceeding taste in the food with respect to the salt, you got it. Kidney failure. Brilliant. Nothing will happen. Every food has got its own, all the ingredients in limited amount. It is your taste that you are adding is exceeding the limits. So it is better to lessen, reduce the taste that you are adding in your recipe. No need, no need. Especially iodized salt, don't take. Iodized salt, don't take. Don't take, don't meddle with thyroid. They are not biological, but they are chemicals. Spoil the liver. It will spoil the liver. You will die of heart attack if you take iodine. Kalupu. So fear. So you know that you are doing wrong. Now fear. With that fear, what is that? I should not be suffering because of this. You won't suffer. Let others suffer. You won't suffer. Because you know that you are harming yourself. There is a fear there. Either Deva Bhakti, Karol Bhakti. This is piety. It is not that I am imagining a God and then I am fearful of him. Why should he be fearful of you, of him, unless you do cause harm to your own self? And I know that I am causing harm to my own self, but I am not doing it. I am forced to commit upon me. So that fear, along with that fear, that prayer, I should be saved. You are saved. So nothing is wrong with you, but be on the lookout to get that original salt, that normal salt. So we have no government. We are in no man's land, but we are the one that speaks the truth, that one guides me, that one protects me, that one helps me keep going. Once you go to mosques and churches, you are again joining with the people. There's no protection for you. Be solely, be soulfully yours. Every guidance comes from within. Yes, you want to ask me something?
How do we develop that voice from within?
You have some disease in you? What do you want to do with it?
I want to be normal.
You want to be normal. That's the lonely voice. The whole world will say you're trying to be cured. That's a collective voice. Yeah. So, listen to your heart. That is God's words, divine words, good words, believe. This is the wish. This is the wisdom. No knowledge can cater to the wish of God which you want it. Which is the need of yours. That wisdom will unfold into material knowledge. which will help you to overcome your disease. To run is the material knowledge of yesterday. Not to run is the wisdomful knowledge of tomorrow. Go with this materialistic. So in short, what you do, what the world does, you do much against it, you will be okay. The whole world follows one direction, you take the other direction. Mostly you will be okay, it will be normal. And once you start thinking, it will tally with your decision. Definitely, you are on the way to a greater life from this moment onwards. So many people of you having so many diseases, you will be okay. There is my friend Amiruddin, you know. He has got so many diseases, like every one of us. Stop the medicine. He is okay. Once I remove the medicine, that means I am shunning away all the people who comes to me with the help of, with the gadgets and medicines and drugs. So my only help is to stick to what I want to be tomorrow. To stick to the need and the dearest of my wish, I am soulfully inclining towards my wish. Soulfully. From the soul, I am granted this, you must be okay. At the very same moment, I am asking, how is it possible? It's my past knowledge. I don't see such kind of disease as being cured. Throughout the internet, I have searched, I don't find a cure. How is it possible I can be cured? Where from that word came, you must understand. If God is all-powerful, it has come from that only voice. His only voice. I hear to that. Thereafter, I don't oppose it. With my deadly knowledge, the past knowledge. Past knowledge is dead knowledge, right? So deadly knowledge. Don't follow the books. Don't read the books. I hate reading books right from the beginning. So I have no course at all, except the course from within me. There's no anecdotes at all. I don't point out anybody. I am seeing from where I am. Things are topsy-turvy. Easily it can be set right. I'm just guiding. Take the guidance, because the guidance is there already as a light in you. Don't deviate yourself from the light. The beacon of light that is there in your heart as your wish, the dearest need. All you do is just abide by that need. Thereafter, don't question it how. The wish will be thwarted. To your own deleterious end. Don't cause harm to yourself by asking how. When a wisdom is given to you, all that you know is only knowledge. Your wish is the wisdom that will unfold into the knowledge of tomorrow, which you will use for your fullest benefit. Salt must be taken in a very limited, any taste. So, all the detoxified, everything that is detoxified here will move to the kidney, will be excreted. So, it must be in pristine, pure form of activity. Limited salt is necessary. The laziness of the kidney. The laziness of the kidney and the excessive toxins that is removed from the liver. So, take care of the liver also. Yeah. Because of the sour taste and salt taste. So, don't use pickles at all in your diet. Because of non-consumption of water. If only you take the sweet, that's the tender coconut, your cane juice, papaya, and all those things that we have talked about, and the tender coconut must not be sourish, must not be saltish, must be sweetish. You take care of the stomach, no disease at all. From the stomach, energy develops. From the stomach, destruction develops. So take care of the stomach. Thereafter, you have no scarcity for any health. Stop taking food. Start taking fruits. In plentiful, as much as you want. No, I'm just saying. So the great extent. Yeah, sure. Yeah, sure. All the nice fruits. Yes. Definitely yes. You will become like a parrot. Speaking the heart alone. you won't speak the other's voice. When you have appetite, you take. It is good. When you have thirst, you take. It is good. When you don't have thirst, don't take. Whenever you have thirst, take it. Instead of water, take the tender coconut. Instead of water, take tender coconut.
Sir, I'm asking about
this. Why? You can take. When you don't have coconut, you can take. If you can store the coconut and then cut it and take it, you can take. It's good. Yeah.
Can I have fresh?
Yes. 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 Definitely yes. It will do only good. No harm at all. It is only good. Any questions? If we go slow and steady, perfect. We cannot finish the good things over one sitting. So whatever I told you, follow. I am not coming to this at all. Follow this. So many things will be. Headache must be okay. You must be become all right. Say yes to it.
Yes.
Then why do you ask me? Why do you ask me? Start believing. You will be okay. No problem. This is what I have been doing. I believe what you want. To my belief, the effect can be there. Your own belief, how powerful it should be. Only to show you the signs of it, I am giving you. I am only showing the signs. I am not treating you, I am not curing you. Don't believe in money, believe in food. So, remove that money. Behind the pocket full of money is the real heart. Follow the heart. The heaviness in the pocket will spoil you. Don't touch the heart. That's why I have not touched the heart at all. No. Forget about the heart. There is a wish in the heart that gives good news here, good news there, good news there, good news there. Believe. Don't touch it. Don't touch the heart. Beautiful things are coming from there. Don't even ask the question why, how it will be possible. Heart, leave it alone. Don't touch. Believe. Yeah. So this is the one thing I wanted to share. And this heart, no? This is like the shape of the tongue. When you are in tremor, the heart is palpitating, your tongue will tremor. The shape of the heart and the shape of the tongue, almost similar. And this liver has the shape of the, any liver problem will affect the eye. Don't you say liver problem? It shows up in the eyes? Yeah. So no eye disorder can be cured by the ophthalmologist. They are giving crutches to a lame person, no? They are not curing the knee, the leg. They give the fourth leg or third leg and ask you to walk. Similarly, the eye specialists give the crutches to the eyes and make you see. They are not curing the eyes. They are some sort of acharyas, carpenters. They are not eye specialists. Don't follow these moronic idiots, allopathies. Don't follow. Shun them aside to the dustbin. They are the ugliest of all creations, the allopathic doctors. The dirtiest and the ugliest and most hateful people, allopathic doctors. Don't go to them. Now don't believe anybody. Believe only yourself, that heart.
And we avoid spectacles.
I said no use. Suppose, give me. I can see you there. No, I don't see you at all. Suppose I wear this, what will happen to me after some time? Your eyes are already weak. It is gaining ground. It is edging towards gaining strength. You just wear this, what will happen? It will be reverted back to the same old condition. A little improvement that it is crawling up. It will not happen at all as long as you wear this. Even your normal eye can be spoiled by wearing this. Where is the question of your eye getting better? Chance of your eye getting better? Throw it. Throw it. Only when it's necessary, use it. Don't use it unnecessarily. Allow the sight to develop. As it's developing, you start wearing it, again it is turned back to its original. Because even a normal eyes can be spoiled. Your eyes are already weak. It is heading towards gaining strength. If you are going to use it, what will happen? No. Wearing of spectacles. What are you going to read? What are you going to read? Tell me, what is the benefit of your reading? Papers. All nonsense will be there. Come on, tell me, in any paper, in any day, just one news useful to you, just tell me. Right from the banner headline to the end. Keep it all, one good news will be there, obituary will be there. I know, poor all day. And the married people and those who want to get love marriage. All those news, good news I can see. Nothing more. They get the cover and write the cover story. Why do you want to bring these tragedies to your house in the morning? Don't read unnecessary things. It will improve your condition. Unnecessary sightings, unnecessary readings, no need. You will improve. Stop the medicine first. Stop the medicine. Believe you must become okay. How is it possible that I will be okay if I stop the medicine? Don't ask that question ever. Don't ask that question ever. You are not going to be cured at all with the medicine. Rather, your condition will be worse, and not only thyroid, your uterine function will be disordered. Your sleep pattern will be disordered. Your heart will fail. Adrenal function will be disordered. So many disorders are being done just because you are taking thyroid. I said, throw the doctors to the dustbin. Never believe them. They are killers and butchers. Physicians are killers, surgeons are butchers. I leave it to you. So far I have told you about the food. See, when you take the sweet, where it descends? Between which the food pipe ends, enters down? Give the sweet to the thyroid. You safeguard the stomach, your thyroid will be okay. I have given you in a nutshell, without going deeper into the subject, what will overall benefit you. I have given the whole physiology and I have given the whole ideology so that you will have no just ideas and concepts, but you will come to the truth straight away and start living the life. So far you have not lived your life through. Your diseases are contained, you are healthy with the food. So the diseases are removed, diseases are kept away from you because you are taking your food properly. Don't think that medicine will cure you. Now you are healthy because of the food, not because of the medicine. You are healthy because of your food or because of your medicine? I am healthy because of food or because of medicine. Then why do you go into medicine now? All of a sudden. It is not at all biological. That doesn't have life force at all. Why do you go after it now? You must know the food is the best medicine. They restrict your food and they dump your stomach with medicines. The stomach is not created for medicine. It is created for food. Any other questions up to this much? You believe. Be a believer. Every class, the belief will be strengthened because I have just touched the subject. It is not even the tip of the iceberg, what I have touched. So much goodness is there for you in this subject itself. I have to go deeper and deeper. If time permits, yes? That coconut, what if I don't take? Only water. Cholesterol. What cholesterol? You must take cholesterol, you must take egg, you must take ghee, as much as you want. Take. Definitely you can take. No problem. Cholesterol is necessary. Cholesterol is necessary for keeping my joints relaxed and loose, and to the sliminess, it should not go dry, and the mobility must be there, the flexibility must be there, if only cholesterol is there. Bone becomes skinny, and bones, it won't even bend. You must take a lot of cholesterol if you want to get rid of your pain here. The mobility, the slimy fluid, the synovial fluid must start secreting that sliminess. Take cholesterol. Lot and lot of cholesterol, that it makes you look beautiful. Don't be skin and bones. Ugly. Right amount of fat must be there in right amount of right places at right age. Small baby born, you want a skinny and bones 26, 26, 26, or you want to be chubby? Follow the kids. Don't follow the glamour and glitter. You are spoiled internally and outwardly. Follow what is beautiful to you. I don't want to be skinny. Big is beautiful. Say, don't follow this. Mind must be big and strong, and it must be all encompassing. It should not be straightened. It should not be crooked. When you are hale and hearty, it is because that stature is good for you. If you eye on others and you want to become like him, you lose yourself. You see somebody, the glamour of it, and you want to be like him, then you lose yourself. You want to be yourself or you want to be like him? He is there already. You cannot be like him. Be an individual. Stay as an individual. And get raised as an individual, even while living and even after death. Yes, there is no obesity, beauty. Obesity is beauty. Yeah. Khushbu's smile is better than Simran's smile. Okay, no jokes. Yeah. Liver and salt to the kidneys. Yeah. Salt is mango. Any unripe fruits? Yeah. Your curd, your buttermilk. No curd, because it is sour. The moment it enters the acid joints and becomes bitter. Strengthen the stomach sufficient. From here only the toxic substances are absorbed because of indigestion. Yeah. Don't allow the toxins to develop. No biological, no chemical substances, no additives, all biological foods, and let it not have the crispiness in it. Don't dry it hard. Don't roast it hard. Off and on you can do whatever you want. Don't make it a regular habit. You will know. You will know you are going too much, definitely. No, what he asks, you understand? I'll come to you later. How much of excess is there the excess? You know. Don't you know? He's called me. I am patient. He's called me more. I am patient. You know you are exceeding the limits, you know. Obey your order. Your own order. Follow your order. Submit to your own self. And be obedient to your own self. Don't ask somebody else. I know whether I am exceeding my limits or not. Definitely I know.
Fermented
foods. No fermented foods. All gaseous substances. All no fermented foods. Yeah, no fermented. All are savourish. All fermented are savourish. Yeah, all fermented are savourish. I said fresh food. Fermented, spoiled food. I don't know where you love. It is a truth that he gives evidence from himself. I was about to tell him, I was thinking that he is going to tell me that I was thinking it is not going. Then I was about to tell him, come to my clinic, pay 5,000, we'll go. Be a curer yourself. So, this is the end point of this class. When we meet again, I don't know. It is left with you.